But with the younger women in the house, obviously being an older male, I didn't want to, you know, maybe say something that I probably shouldn't say, or which I wouldn't do that anyway. But
when she's like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddie.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening Black Bi Reality, a place for Black Bi baddies and those who love us, along with reality TV. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, and I have an interview, Big Brother 26 interview with Kenny, but first I want to do some housekeeping. One is that we have so much content going on right now, as usual. We're covering Love is Blind UK, the first two parts on YouTube. It's one episode on Apple Podcasts. About the first four episodes of the season are out. The love triangles are triangulating, the pods did their thing. I'm very excited about this new season, so if you have not looked at our Love is Blind content, I suggest you do, especially if you haven't watched, maybe you don't want to watch. The thing about Black Bi Reality is I always have a slideshow, so you can always visually follow along on YouTube. The other thing is Love Island USA. As you might have known, I covered and interviewed the finalists for Collider, where I freelance. And over here, I did a few podcast eps talking about the season. We do have the reunion that's coming out next Monday, I believe the 19th. And Quita Tinsley, the co-host for our Love is Blind series, watched it. So we are going to come back, film our reactions, and that will be next week video. So a Love Island USA video next week. Love is Blind UK also will be coming out this week. Other than that, this last week in Big Brother was an interesting one. The whole power struggle between Tucker and Quinn. No one really won, which is probably for the best to at least see for another week where these big characters, Angela, Tucker, and Quinn, are going to go. Now, Kenny's out of the house. I did talk to him of his thoughts about his fellow house guests and his journey. Everyone kept talking about how much he wanted to quit, so I made sure my questions were a bit different than that. And that's about it. I hope you guys enjoy, subscribe, like, comment your thoughts, and that's about it, baddies. Have a good one. Hi, Kenny. This is Nicole Weaver. I'm from Black Bi Reality, a place for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. Obviously, we're covering Big Brother. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. My first question is that I think Angela was very motivated to keep you in the game because you're another person in the house that isn't like 20 years old. How she put it, these kids, they might go on and do more, but this might be it for us. Did you feel the same way about Angela sticking around in the house?
No, I didn't. She had her opportunity to work with me right away. I thought it was kind of going to be an unwritten rule. We didn't have to really speak too much about it. When she won HOH, I kind of kept it brief, like saying, like, we're the older people in the house. We probably stick together. But she chose to put me on the block. I was her number one target that week, which was surprising to me that she did that. And then when she did the whole blow-up thing and she started bullying some people in the house and name-calling and things like that, that's just something I'm not about. But at the end of the day, she is human. The Big Brother house causes people to do things that they maybe ordinarily won't do on the outside. So on a human side, I wanted to be compassionate to her and, you know, be a person that she could talk to. And I made that clear to her after the whole blow up and she ended up staying. I mean, I was the only one that voted to vote her out. I knew the house had flipped. I knew she was staying in the house, but my morals and what she did was unacceptable to me. So I couldn't give that vote to anybody else but her. Like Lisa, I had to give Lisa that vote because maybe Lisa had some, you know, unique things going on in the house with people. And people, you know, maybe thought it was good to get rid of her. I still wanted to stick by my morals and felt as though Angela didn't belong in the house. But on a human side, I would talk to her. I would be friendly to her. I would talk to her everything about the game. And even up until last week when she wanted to, like, kind of, like, rekindle the relationship and try and work together, I just couldn't do it from a moral standpoint because I wasn't happy at how she had handled herself.
Got it. People also noticed, obviously, you were motivated after competitions, but some people think you were also motivated when we finally got a man who won HOH. That would be Cedric, and you started talking to Cedric and Tucker about working together versus previously women were winning competitions. Angela with that first one, Lisa with the veto. Do you agree or disagree that women winning, if not more in the beginning, now it's pretty equal, had any effect on your motivation?
It didn't have my effect on the motivation, but obviously being an older person in the house, and there's a lot of young women in the house. Well, when it was Angela, I thought we had something when it was Angela. I thought we were going to be able to work together, but she wanted no part of me. She was trying to get a giant alliance together, and I think she was putting all her eggs in one basket, and she kind of tossed me off to the side and said, you know what, I'll get rid of him. So I did want to work with Angela, but with the younger women in the house, obviously being an older male, I didn't want to, you know, maybe say something that I probably shouldn't say, or which I wouldn't do that anyway. But I wanted to be careful. I wanted to make sure that they felt comfortable around me. I'm tall, I'm bald, I got tattoos. Like, I didn't want to intimidate anybody or anybody to think that I thought that I was better than anybody else in that house, which is never the case with me. But then when Cedric became the HOH, we already had a final two on day two. Cedric came up to me and said, "Hey, Pops, can we just do a final two?" And I kind of stayed away from Cedric because I thought I was going to be able to build that as the weeks came on, and I didn't need to do that right away where he already wanted to work with me and Matt already wanted to work with me. So that's kind of why I got more comfortable with the HOH. And I kind of stayed out of the HOH room with the ladies because I kind of gave them that time, and I didn't want to impose or be you know, feel as though that I'm invading on their space. So that's kind of where I went with that, but it had nothing to do with, you know, wanting to work with them, because I would have loved to work with them.
All right. So my next question, first of all, who do we all have here?
We have Logan and Savannah.
Okay. For all three of you, who would you have voted as America's veto if you could have voted?
Oh, I would have voted for Rubina or Leah because I wanted to be make sure that we won. I wouldn't have voted for Tucker. And then all my friends told me, oh, we voted for Quinn. We voted for Quinn. Yeah, I kind of would have wanted, especially now knowing the competition with the, you know, Rubina and Leah being super small, they would have had a hard time, you know, putting it up in the tube.
All right. And then what currently is your vote for America's favorite player and why?
My heartstrings are for Cedric. He reminds me of my son. I think he's a real good kid. I'm hoping to, you know, follow his career as, he goes on as, one of my other kids.
Okay. My last thought, any thought on Rubina and Tucker, good or bad for his game?
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked because Tucker made it clear that there was no one in the house that was his type. So, but I kind of knew something was kindling with him. I think it's good for his game right now because Rubina doesn't really have anybody and he doesn't really have anybody strong. So I think it is good because Tucker had some struggles along with me with a couple of days of not sleeping and missing home and missing his family and stuff like that. And we kind of actually helped each other out during a period of time. So I'm glad Rubina's in there to be able to help him through this.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Kenny. I hope you have a good one.
You too. Bye. I appreciate it.